The flowers are given to the glory of God in honor of Kevin Rollins and his family, who raised funds through a most successful bake sale to support the Slum Child Foundation. Along the Lenten path, defined by cornelian cherry blossoms, which symbolize good works, carnations symbolize faith and connection, chrysanthemums symbolize the joy in sharing.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome you all to the worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. My name is Jinu Chan. I'm the pastor of this wonderful community of faith. Today, we have the worship staff here to make this service possible. The Holy Communion, Nancy Fonard, and the Creative Visual Arts with the Flowers, Selma Shoman, and opening prayer, scripture reading, and a message for all ages, Susan Evans, and Media Technology, Leslie Brew. She is a new kid on the block. Thank you very much, Leslie. And music, Zenit Zhu, and James Gatrez. The reason why we introduced these names, because all the guests and our visitors, may get familiar with these names here. Long-term members, each other, but we don't know any names. So that's one of the reasons why we do this. So we are trying to, find different ways to welcome all our guests. We welcome you to this worship service, all wounded healers and soon to be wounded healers. We come here as we are, and God receive us, embrace us as we are. And yet God has power to transform us. So open your heart, mind, and soul, and expect God will transform us. And we want to be sent by God for the mission and ministry. Let us worship God, our God, who is able and willing to make us all wounded healers. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. The prayer this morning is compliments of Jim McVie. Thank you, O God, for this day, for this time, which calls us together in worship, in community, and in you. In these times when many of us have experienced trial, anxiety, and trouble, we are grateful for your presence and hope for us, among us, and in us. We praise you, O God, that you are merciful and good. When we mess up, you call us to lean into you so that we will know forgiveness and see the new way that you provide us. May we reach out to you and call on your name. We praise you for being, O God, who will forgive us when we come to you with repentant hearts. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercy in Christ Jesus our Lord. We celebrate all your amazing gifts. Even through our trials, we can draw closer to you and know your blessings and gifts. You have not left us, but have provided us your spirit and the gifts we need to walk through this world and to be light to others. We praise you for the gifts you give us in abundance. They are never for us to hold on to, but our means to bless others, to build community, and seek justice. Help us to shine and share your light of truth so others may see the glory in the one who is our guiding light. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us sing the song, Give Me a Clean Heart. As we take this journey of Lent, we repent as we believe and trust in God's forgiving power. And as a community of faith, let us sing this out and praise God. Give me a clean heart. Please arise in spirit and or in body. It's the faith we sing, the Black Book, 21:33. Give me a clean heart. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Susan Evans. I've been a member of St. Matthew's for almost 15 years. I'm on the Trustees Committee, which takes care of all our facilities. And I am the leader of the solar project. And I bet I might be the biggest tree hugger here in St. Matthew's. And I'd love to know who else is a tree hugger too. So if you want to send me a message in the chat and tell me you're a tree hugger, I'd love to know that. So today the children's scripture comes from Psalm 107, and it's about thankfulness. It's how we focus our faith to thank God. Thank the Lord for God's steadfast love and for God's wonderful works to humankind. You know, I'd like to tell you about a time most recently that I was so thankful. Just last week, I had a birthday, and my friends know that I love to be out in the outdoors and appreciate the city. So they took me down to the Emerald Necklace, which is a circular park throughout Boston, where they lit up all the stone bridges with green lights, and we went on an evening stroll. It was such a gift for me. And then, of course, takeout dinner, too, in my friend's car with a champagne toast. That was so much fun. And so the next day, I called them to thank them for such a wonderful time that I had on my birthday. So why is this important to say thank you when someone does something kind for you? Your mom, your friend, a teacher. We thank God for the people in our lives who love and care for us. We can thank God for our teachers who helped us think creatively and learn new things, especially over this last year when we all had to learn our lessons over Zoom. And how does it feel when someone says thank you to you? It is sharing our love with them. When we say thank you regularly, we start to notice God's love even more than we typically do. And when we are truly grateful for God's steadfast love and many gifts, we also share those gifts with others. So, what are some of the ways that we can say thank you to God? Well, since I'm a tree hugger, I thank God for the sun. Here we are. And what the sun gives to us is electricity on our solar array so we can light our lights, heat our water, and make Usa's computer work in the office. And it gives the sunlight, helps the trees grow and the flowers blossom. The trees help us to breathe because they give off oxygen. They hold the soil in the ground when it rains. They give us shade on cool days. And they provide overnight camp for the birds. Our beautiful birds who sing for us and show us their beautiful feathers. And then we also have to thank God for the mosquitoes. Oh my gosh, right? The mosquitoes are dinner for the birds. So thank goodness we have mosquitoes, even though sometimes they bite us. We still have to love the mosquitoes. So when we care for the trees, we're saying thank you to God. And for the beautiful gift of the birds, and even those mosquitoes that bite us on our arms. And we thank God for this wonderful community here at St. Matthew's that supports us in our journey through life. And we're particularly grateful for all of the children in our lives here that bring new life and hope to us grown-ups. Dear God, thank you for all the ways you love and care for us and caring for creation too. Amen.
Morning, church. You're welcome to join us in singing from the Green Hymnal, 3184, the Word of God Speak. 3184, from the Green Hymnal.
We are transformed by the word of Jesus Christ. Our scripture this morning is from the first book of James, verses 12 to 18. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love God. When tempted, no one should say, "God is tempting me." For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does God tempt anyone. But each of you is tempted when you are dragged away, enticed by your own evil desire. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear sisters and brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. God chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of all God created.
Amen. Last Sunday, we talked about the similarities of Israelite journey and Jesus' journey in the wilderness. When God saved the Israelites, they passed through the waters, the Red Sea. As they passed it through, they were led into the wilderness for 40 years. After Jesus passed through the water, you know, his baptism, he was led into the wilderness for 40 days. Do you see that parallel there? However, there was a big, huge difference between the Israelites and Jesus in responding to various temptations on their journey. Whenever the Israelites faced the challenges and temptations, they kept depending on themselves and the idols they made. But Jesus depended on only God and defeated the temptations with the power of God's word. Which one do you identify yourself with? The Israelites or Jesus? Which way would you like to take? The Israelites one or Jesus one? When we trust in God in dealing with temptations, it means we make a serious commitment to follow what God tells us to do. And thank God, God has given us this written word of God, the Bible, so that we can read and hear what God wants us to do. Have you started reading the Bible and meditating on it every day? Have you started using the YouVersion app? I've heard of many good feedback, and I'm so happy and grateful many of our siblings started using the app and make themselves familiar with God's Word and get power from it. If you have, I celebrate it with you. If not, I strongly urge you and invite you to do it today. Today. Jesus shows us that he defeated all the temptations of the devil with the power of God's word. So today and the next week, we will listen to what the Bible has to say about winning over temptation through the book of James. And as I told you last Sunday, I developed these two messages based on an article, quote unquote, How to Win Over Temptation, written by Timothy Fitch. First, face the fact. Face the fact. You will be tempted. It doesn't matter. Believers or non-believers, Christians or non-Christians, doesn't matter. Everyone is tempted. That's the fact. The Bible says, when tempted, not if tempted. Do you see the difference? When tempted. All of us are tempted. That's the fact. Don't try to deny it. We face various temptations in our life journeys. You may get tempted to have more. You may get tempted to have inappropriate relationships. You may get tempted to question your worthiness. You may get tempted to doubt God's love for you. You may get tempted to do something that harms yourself and others. You name it. All different kinds of temptations. And all of us are tempted. That's a fact. Even Jesus was tempted. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Jesus was tempted in all points like as we are. Yet, he sinned not. He sinned not. Even Jesus was tempted. Then what do you expect from yourself? We all are tempted. And yet, it is not a sin to be tempted. It is a sin to give into temptation. Jesus was tempted, but he never gave in. Being tempted doesn't mean that you sin to give in to temptation. There are two different stories. To win over temptation, the Bible says, first, face the fact. Admit the fact that I am tempted. And second, be prepared. Be prepared. As you face the fact that you are tempted, you need and want to be prepared for temptation. then how? How can you be prepared for temptation? Temptation is a process. It's not a one-time act. Today's scripture reading from James outlines the four steps that devil uses in order to tempt you. Desire, deception, action, and death. Fitch uses the words desire, deception, disobedience, and death, and I changed the disobedience to action. So desire, deception, action, and death. First, desire. Verse 14, each of you is tempted when you are dragged away and enticed. By what? By your own evil desires. The first step of temptation is desire. It's an inside job. You cannot live without desires. A desire to eat, drink, sleep, the sexual desire, a desire to accomplish. They are natural. They are natural. But any desire out of control becomes destructive. Do you agree? Those desires are natural, but any desire out of control becomes destructive. And the devil loves using your routine desires and making them destructive desires. You easily get obsessed by it. Food, work, having fun, sex, money, you name it. All these reasonable desires become problems when they are out of control. To be prepared for temptation, first, pay attention to what desire makes you lose your control. Did you hear me? Pay attention to what desire makes you lose your control. Temptation starts with a desire. Then desire turns to deception. Verse 14, each of you is tempted when you are dragged away and enticed by your own desire. And verse 16, don't be deceived, my dear sisters and brothers. James uses a couple of terms here from sports world. The word dragged away is a hunter's term. I know nothing about hunting and fishing, but I learned that the word dragged away is a hunter's term, which literally means snared in a trap. And enticed is a fisherman's term, which means lured by bait. Interesting. What kind of bait does the devil use on you? The devil knows your weakness. Devil knows what turns you on. He hides a hook in its bait, and the bait appears to your weaknesses. The problem is that often you see the who and you know it's temptation. But you keep on nibbling. That's the problem. And don't tell me I'm the only one who does that. The problem is often you see the hook and you know it's a temptation, but you keep on nibbling. You believe that you can control all your desires. You keep on nibbling. But you still believe that you can control. And you finally get hooked by desire. But you still believe that you can control. Guess what? You've gone to step two. From desire to deception. Temptation starts with the desire. Then desire turns to deception. And deception turns to an action. Sin. Verse 15, then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. I told you earlier, being tempted is not a sin. But when you give in to it, then you sin. After desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. What begins in your mind results in an action. In How Temptation Works, Rick Warren says, quote unquote, "The battle starts with your thoughts. It moves from your thoughts into actions. The devil gets your attention, then he gets you to have an attitude, and he gets you to commit the action." People say, what's the danger in a harmless fantasy? But what starts in your mind eventually comes out in your life. If not all, most of the times. Temptation starts with a desire. Desire leads to deception. And deception leads to simple action. And simple action leads to what? Death. Verse 15, when after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. That's the tragic consequence of giving in. James says that you are free to choose any way you want it, you want to live. You are free to make choices, but you are not free to choose the consequences of the choices. And the consequence is death. No vitality in your life. You may be still breathing, but you may not feel that vitality in your life when you are sinning. So the result of the sin is death. No liveliness. Desire, deception, action, and death. This is the process that the devil uses in order to tempt you. To win over temptations, the Bible says, face the fact. Admit that I am tempted every day. And second, be prepared for temptation. Pay attention to your patterns in dealing with the process. Desire, deception, sin, and death. No vitality. And then the Bible says, be responsible and be refocused. And we'll talk about these two next Sunday, coming soon. Stay tuned. My beloved siblings, this week, may the Holy Spirit enable you face the fact that you are tempted each and every day. May the Holy Spirit empower you to honestly pay attention to your patterns in dealing with temptation. And may God strengthen you to say no to daily temptations. We are weak, yes, we are weak. Our willpower is so weak, but God is strong. We are weak, but God is what? God is strong. Who is strong?
God
is strong. And this strong God wants to set you free. Free from all your burdens. The burdens of destructive temptations. God wants to set you free from the slavery of sin. So God sent God's one and only Son to set us free. Jesus Christ came to set us free. And He died on the cross to forgive all our sins. Jesus Christ died on the cross to set us free from all those sins and burdens. And now it's your turn. Take your part. Let us trust in the Lord. Let us trust in God and God's Word. The power of God's Word. Let us walk with Jesus Christ and imitate Him. And we can learn that from the Bible. So start reading the Bible and meditating on it each and every day. And prepare yourself to deal with those temptations you cannot avoid. I am weak, but Thou art strong. So please remember these words of the song, "Just a Closer Walk with Thee," as we sing it together, and let us decide Yes, Jesus Christ, you came and died on the cross for to set me free. So Lord, I want to imitate you. I want to follow your ways. I want to live out your teachings. I want to be more like you. With all my heart, I bless you. We can do it. With God's help. Let us stay together. Let us continue to walk this journey together and experience the beauty of the power of God's word. I am weak, but thou art strong. Let us sing it out. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Every single one of us is welcomed to this Holy Communion. And we do this together. It's communion. As we are grateful and we give thanks to God for God's grace for all of us, we also want to share the joy with others as well. As we appreciate all God's blessings for us, we also want to share God's blessings with others. That's why United Methodist Church, we celebrate Encore Sunday today. Every single church has its usages and gifts and talents, but we put them together so that we can do something great in a great scale. And we give thanks to Encore, all those people who are on the frontier lines and be there. And we want to support them with our financial resource. So if you decide to be part of this Encore ministry, you can send a check to the church and write in the memo, Encore, and also in Breeze, the database you can access, and then you can do that too. This morning I was with a Sunday school children. And I'm going to talk about, the Pretzel Sunday next Sunday in a minute. So we are talking about the Pretzel Sunday. And the two of the children, one said, "How about those who need the gluten-free?" That little child. And another little child said, "How about vegan?" I was amazed and I was so grateful. And Sunday school teachers and parents, you've done a great job on them. I appreciate it. At their young age, they care about others. They were not just happy. Yes, next Sunday we'll have a pretzel Sunday. Do you understand when I say pretzel? No? Pretzel. Pretzel? Pretzel? Pretzel. something looks like this. The snack. Yeah, we are going to have a fun and celebration with the pretzel. And these little kids, they are not super excited about just having pretzels and baking pretzels, but they were concerned about others at their young age. Wow. Yes, as we gather together around this table, it's not just about me, it's also about others. Bring your heart, bring your compassion for other God's children around this table. And let us celebrate God's grace, God's love, all together. All together. On the night in which Jesus gave up himself for us, he took bread. As you have bread at home, you can lift up your bread too, like this. He took bread and gave thanks to God first, and broke the bread. And gave it to his disciples. "Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, Jesus took the cup. Again, gave thanks to God first. And gave it to his disciples. He said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as drink it in remembrance of me." So we decide to remember what Jesus Christ has done on the cross for us. Yes, Jesus Christ died on the cross to set us free. Free from the slavery sin. Free from all those burdens we've been carrying around. Let us celebrate together. Let us pray. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by His blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory. And we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Now you may share the cup and bread with the people around you, if you yourself, and then I'm sending you my love, and then we are connected no matter what. You may say, this is the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ given for you. Let us celebrate the Holy Communion together. And my siblings are here in this room. As far as you feel safe, please come forward, and then let us share the cup and bread together.
As a people of God who experience God's grace through God's message, the good news, and also the Holy Communion, let us respond to God's grace together. Along with the Encore ministry, during the month of March, we participate in the Dignity Matter ministries. So check our church website, and also please make sure you read the weekly news and explains what it is. And we support all the women in need, you know, through this movement. So let us pray and participate in this ministry. Please join me in responding to God's grace together. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amounts of our offerings. As we count
all the blessings God has already given to us,
we cheerfully give our offerings to God,
the provider, with a grateful heart. Amen.
Yes, it's all about our hearts. If you are not ready to give cheerfully, then please do not. But please, pray with me. And God will make you. God will fill your heart with thankfulness. God will give you a grateful heart as you count the blessings God has already given to you. Then you may become a cheerful giver. And let us do this ministry together. Let us be part of God's ministry team together. And I support it, and let God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen? Amen. Now it's time to pray together. I will share each of the prayer requests that you put on the chat. Then I'll say at the end, this is my prayer. And everybody may say, this is our prayer. And after that, I'll light the candle while you are praying. Kathy Lee, thank God for this beautiful day. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Andrea Bonner, I raise up for comfort and healing for my friend, Teresa, who is seeking relief from pain. May our healing God be with her. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Lee Osborne, prayers for Doug Wurst, who is in the hospital for tests on elevated blood pressure. She is such a gift in our lives. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Judith Ann Tien, continue prayers for my cousin. She is very frustrated that she still can't walk without help. Jesus, please give her the patience she needs to deal with her slow healing. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Peg Mikola, prays for Gertie Freeman, who is legally blind and having trouble recuperating from all fall. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Josh Lund Whittler, big thanks this morning to Susan Evans for pulling double duty, leading worship and doing the message for all ages. Thank you, Susan. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Lynn Osborne, thank you, Susan, for the ways you have shared your vision and your reminder to be thankful for all God's creations. Parentheses, even those that bite us. This is my prayer.
This is my prayer.
Golden Witten, thank you, Susan, for sharing your many gifts with us. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Pego Mikola, continue prayers for Valerie's healing. This is my prayer.
Our prayer.
Yeah, Valerie had the surgery this past Friday, and the surgery went very well. And she even joined the Lenten reflection that happened Friday evening, and she looked great. Well, thank you for all your prayers. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Nancy Beckerle, prayers for my mom. Her vision is declining due to macular degeneration, and the treatment only slows the decline. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
And please continue to pray for my friend whom I met in NA. He is in stage 4 cancer. And because all this complication of using of drugs in the past, he decided not to take any medications at this point. But he's in good spirit. When I talked to him, prayed with him over the phone, he was in good spirit. But his name is Tyler. Please continue to keep him in your prayers, please. And also, please continue to pray for my neighbor, actually our neighbor, Paro, P-A-R-O, Paro. who has been suffering from cancer and fighting cancer for years. Please pray for her. Her name is Paro. And also, pray for one of our brother in Christ. There's a reason why I don't share the name. But we respect that. So please pray for our brother who has been just diagnosed with a cancer, stage 3. Especially during these next 2 weeks, it'll be very intensive weeks as he will meet the specialist in person, and it's going to be a decision-making process. So it takes a lot of discerning and also decision-making. So please support him and pray for him. So I'd like to suggest that I'll put this basket in the hospitality area, and I'll put the memo here to pray for our brother with a stage 3 cancer. You know, you may drop by and put the cards in this basket, or you can mail in the cards with the attention. What would be good? Attention. Loving heart. Sounds good? Yeah, so put the church's name and the address and the parentheses, attention, loving heart. Then our office administrator will know it's for him. So we'll collect all these cards together for the next 1 week, so this week. And then I will deliver them to him sometime next week. So we have been praying for him, but especially for the next 2 weeks, as he and his wife we'll go through a lot of discernment and decision-making. So please continue to keep him in our prayers. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us take a moment of silence and pray for all those who are in need of our prayers. Let us pray. And I appreciate all those who have been part of the prayer shawl ministry. If you need, then please make a prayer shawls and bring them to the church office. You know, I've seen, you know, God has brought a lot of comfort through prayer shawl ministries. If you have any questions, please contact Barbara Wheeler. If Barbara, forgive me, because you are the one who brought me those prayer shawls, that's why I mentioned your name. But if it's not, then please let me know. Then we'll, you know, make a correction here. But in the meantime, please contact Barbara Wheeler, and she knows what it is. So please be part of this prayer show ministry, which has been so meaningful to those who are going through a hard time and challenging times. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us share the sign of peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you all. The peace of Christ be with you all. Several announcements. Thank you all your worship staff and leaders here. And thank you for joining us in worship this morning. It's so awesome to worship God together. And after this service, we gather together at the virtual coffee hour. So you can find the Zoom link on the chat and also on our church website. So please join us. You know, no password is needed. Just come and let us enjoy our fellowship together. And the re-entry task force has reviewed our circumstance related to a pandemic. And we are planning on the in-person service. We don't know yet, but we are talking about all the details at this point. So please pay attention to an article in Weekly News. So so stay tuned. And Zoom Lantern Spiritual Reflection has been going really well. And we gather together on Fridays this week and next week. One at 4 and the other at 7. So we are discussing many topics related to Lent and Easter. And we've watched a short brief video clip made by Rob Bell. It's a Numa series. And this coming Friday, if you have been struggling with doubting yourself, doubting your worthiness, and if you know anyone who has been struggling with that, please invite them and join us. You know, you didn't have to sign up. Just come and join. You can find this Zoom link in the Weekly News and the church website. You know, please, Osa and Wayne, please put that Zoom link on the church website and this week's Weekly News. So if you are one of those who suffer from it, if you know anyone who has been suffering from it, you know, Rob Bell is one of the most articulating person I've known, and he's really good at it. And his specialty is Hebrew literature, and then he explains what it means to be Jesus' disciple in the terms of Jesus' Jewish community, and it's awesome. It's so awesome. So please come and join us. Next Sunday, Pretzel Sunday. P-R-E-T-Z-E-L. Got it? Okay. You know, I wish I had a longer arms. So Pretzel Sunday next week, the St. Matthew's children and youth of Sunday school would like to welcome you to help us to celebrate Pretzel Sunday in a modified way this year. It has been a tradition at St. Matthew's for the Sunday school to make a pretzel to share and coffee hour with the rest of the congregation one Sunday during Lent. Since we cannot be together for coffee hour, we would like to invite you to participate in one of two ways. One, bake pretzels at home next weekend. Enjoy them yourselves at home, or bag them in baggies of 2-3 pretzels to share with others. And more information about how to drop off will be coming in on Weekly News this week. And second, eat pretzels. Eat pretzels. We are also planning to drive through pickup for pretzels on Sunday afternoon at St. Matthew's. We'll also have more information about this with the recipe in the Weekly News. So stay tuned. And we are collecting Easter Peace of Christ videos for Easter Sunday. Please contact Connie Wilcock if you have any questions, and send those videos in a sign, like we do the sign of peace in the Sunday morning. So it's a Easter Peace of Christ, a video, and more details will be in a Weekly News. So we'll have a lot of useful and helpful and nurturing information in our Weekly News. So please pay attention to them, and let us stay connected together. my siblings in Christ. Yes. With all my heart, I want you to be free from those burdens, from those luggages you've been carrying on. You've been carrying around. If your pastor feels this much compassion, can you imagine how much compassion God has for you? The good news is, your pastor doesn't have the power to set you free, but our God has the power to set you free. God is able and willing to set you free. As a community of faith, as a family of faith, let us continue to take this journey together. Let us deal with temptations together. Let us support each other with our prayers together. And we will experience something beautiful. God loves you. So do I. And there's nothing you can do about it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us bless each other through this blessing song together.